Monday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're starting Siman Kuf Chaf Tes. We finished Kuf Chaf Ches, which is about Chodesh Elul, and now we're learning Kuf Chaf Tes, which is Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Lubo Chav Gimel Sivan. B'chol HaKadeshim, that's the first din, you start off davening Meir of Rosh Hashanah night, after the rabbi speaks. B'chol HaKadeshim, Omrim, Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippurim, Koflin, Tevas La'ela, Tainu Shomrim La'ela La'ela, without the Vav U'La'ela, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah says it too. There are many, of course, who say La'ela U'La'ela, that's how it's printed, I think in most Siddurim. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins La'ela La'ela, it's a stylistic thing, you're saying L'mala L'mala. Because Hashem is more L'mala, K'vayachal and Aser Shemei Tshuva, he's more the Melech, he manifests himself more as the Melech. Is l'mala l'mala. Now in Hebrew, usually you repeat those words without a vav. You say saviv saviv, l'mala l'mala, ma'od ma'od. You don't put in a vav. So here also, the Mishnah Berurah is more logical to me. It's that same style. You're saying le'ela le'ela. That's in Hebrew and Aramaic. That's the style of emphasizing something that has that intensity. So you say, like I said, what does it say? In this week's parasha, we're going to read in Kisavo. Oyev hu yeyelecha mala mala v'ato tereid mata mata. You don't say mata umata, or mila umila. Say also le'ela le'ela.
There's no kavana difference. It's not like it's supposed to mean something.
No, it doesn't mean something else. It's a stylistic thing in Hebrew grammar. The Mishnah Berurah and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch say it that way, but the people say it the way it says in the Siddur. Usually people follow the Siddur. That's like the Posek Achron. V'chivon shebekadeshin. Now, we hear Kaddish, we say Kaddish, so we're bored. But really, Kaddish is very, very powerful. And there's a very exact amount of words in Kaddish. And it's very specific, mutuknan, and therefore what happens to that extra word? If you're adding a word, you're messing up like the whole alomus elyonim, and now I'm going to start shaking. So he says, v'chivish v'kadesh v'chim liyo shmona v'esrim teves, a very exact count of 28 words, v'chol ha'shana omrim le'ela min kol berchasa, ata omrim le'ela le'ela mi kol berchasa. We take away a word by making a contraction, mi kol berchasa, and that's it. That's the Eitzah. That's what we do. So that starts off the Kaddish by Meiriv. Tziv Beis. I don't know offhand. I don't know if I know on hand. If you want to look up, the siman about Kaddish is siman nun hei in Or HaChaim. Look up if the Mishnah Berurah, I doubt, says anything. It's more likely you'll find something in the tour. Because the tour usually, like in every bracha in Shemona Esrei, the tour writes how many words are supposed to be in that bracha. That was before the Arizal came and messed it all up. Just kidding. But so the tour writes why those amount of words, what they represent, what they symbolize. So maybe here also. It's a siman nun hei, it's dinei kaddish. Siv beis. Yesh noagin lispalel b'Rosh Hashanah u'v'yom ha'kippurim kol tfilo shmona esrei, the entire shmona esrei. It means all the shmona esreis and the entire shmona esrei b'kriya. Kriya is, I'm not sure what he means by kriya. Bent over, but I'm not sure if he means the knees. Bending the knees. Bukhari means, it's not the real kriya. The real kriya is to touch the floor. He means mustama, to bow down, to bend at your waist. You're bent over. That's kriya. Even though the real kriya, okay. Ubekfitas harosh means your head's bent down too. You don't maintain your head in an upward position, but your head is also down. V'omnom, however, kivin shetzrichem l'chroa, Birkos Mogen Avram Uvamodim B'Tchilu B'Sof. So you have to show that you're bowing down in these two brachas in the beginning and at the end. Alken Kodim Shemagir L'Makom Oseilu, you have to pick yourself up so that you can bow down where Chazal said to bow down. If you remain down from your personal bowing down, then you're not Makayim Takonas Chazal. Chazal wanted you to perform the act of bowing down, not just to be bowed down or bent over. They want you to bow down. So therefore you have to get up before the end of the bracha so that you can bend down in these two brachas. That's okay, the beginning of the first is not Negea, fire. The end of the first. And Modim is Modim and Baruch Atah Hashem Atov Shemcho Uluchonu El Hodos. Okay. Kodem Shemagil Mekom Oseilu Tzichon Lizko Vesatzu, you have to pick yourself up. Today Sheyecha Kamitzas Chachomenu Zuchonu Mubracha. Kam Osu Likroa Betchilas Bracha Vesol Bracha. So two qualifications. One qualification is to pick yourself up before you bow down Ketekonos Chazal. Not to stay down, but you have to bend down Ketekonos Chazal. And the second qualification is that you can't be bowed down at the end of a bracha, because that's also in conflict with Takanos Chazal. Chazal on the second, you should be bowed down again in the first bracha, Avos, in the third from the last bracha, Modim and second from the last bracha, Modim and Achru Loch, the beginning and the end of the bracha, Modim and Achru Loch and Baruch Ato Hashem. So you want to, and nowhere else. So you have to fulfill this requirement of Chazal by getting up at least at the end of the bracha. So you say the first few words. This is what Lamaisa. You say the first few words. You don't bend down, because then you'd be bending down at the beginning of a bracha other than where Chazal said to bend down. So you say a few words, then you bend down. If you're doing this minhag of davening the whole Shemona Esrei bent over, and then you say till the end, till. And not including Baruch Ato Hashem at the end of the bracha, you get up. Well, here you would have to get up and then bow down. Either you get up and stay up, or you get up and you bow down. If it's a bracha where you're supposed to bow down, right? You're not supposed to be bent down at the beginning or end of any bracha except for the two that Chazal said. That's number one. Number two is that when Chazal said to bow down, they wanted you dafka to go bow down. So you have to be up in order to bow down. Those are the qualifications of this din, that you can essentially daven the whole Shemona Esrei bent over with these two qualifications. You get up before you reach a point where you're mechuyev to bow down, so that you could bow down with your, as an obligatory bowing down, or as an act of bowing down. And you're not to be bowed down at the beginning or end of any other bracha, obviously other than the ones that Chazal said.
Is the implication here that it's a good thing to daven this way, or it's just, there's no, it doesn't really matter if it's a minute?
You know, if it works, it's a good thing. And if you're just doing it because it says yesh noagin, it's not a good thing. The idea is it's an expression of submission, of anova, of humility, of submission. Because it's mechzeh that you're not, it's mechzeh that you're making up your own. Yeah, it's mechzeh. He answers your question. The Tovi Oser, don't do this, Minig, he says. Well, he doesn't really say don't do it. He says what I said. I probably got it from him. Tovi Oser, l'spal beborim zakufim, ubelave kofuf v'demos. You know, don't worry about if you're bending or not. Worry about if your lave's bending or not. Mashinogim l'spal b'kol rom, yesh l'vatel, ki yesh l'spal b'lachash k'mo b'chol ha'shonah. V'yesh matir l'agbir kolo ma'at, avalo harbe. In yeshivas, when I went to yeshiva, they used to daven loud. It was like, Yizor l'daklik b'tfil also heitev shlo yishanah shum nekuda dam from a machzor. V'yadar chesidur a machzor shum meduyuk heitev l'spalo mitocho.